Well, you wouldn't kill children?
Oh, I'll kill children all day.
That's what I'm saying, dog. What's the problem?
Welcome to episode 111 of Uncorked Gamers.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jeff. And if you think we're funny, you must be scumbags.
It's true. We say some awful things on this podcast.
Truly awful, awful things. During and before and after the podcast.
Especially after. And before.
Mostly before, I think.
Yeah, mostly before. Despicable things, really.
It's hell damning stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of hell damning, Nintendo Switch is gonna have fewer consoles shipping than the Wii U.
What are you talking about? They're projecting 2 million by the first quarter.
Expected to leave Nintendo's door. Expected. Let me pull up the Wii U numbers here. 3.6 million for the Wii U.
Wait, total?
For the launch month.
Oh.
Or for the launch, yeah. So, a whole million less than the Wii U.
Nah.
Gotta make you want it, right?
Projections. Projections aren't real, brother.
Gotta make you want it by not having it available, right?
Well,
like with the Wii and the Wii Fit board?
But there's pre-orders.
If you can get one.
Bam.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Another thing is about Wii U is that they are going to sell it for a profit.
Wait, what?
They're not selling at a loss.
Oh, you mean the Switch?
The Switch. Did I say Wii U?
Yeah.
I meant to say the Switch.
I thought you were going to go into another story right here that I have about the Wii U.
No. Wii U is going to stop production pretty soon.
This week.
Yeah.
No
more Wii U's for anybody unless you buy a used one.
Or new one that stays on the shelf.
Like that's not going to happen. They're going to fly off the shelf now that they know they're not being made anymore.
Why? When you just get the Switch and have everything backwards compatible through digital purchases.
Well, maybe they don't like the new gimmick.
You mean the same gimmick?
It's not the same
but
gimmick.
But more portable.
It's a bit different.
You can take off the controllers this time.
You can put it on a table. It has a stand. I'm still buying it. I don't care.
I'm interested. I might buy it if there's enough there to get me to
They're
to
not
buy
stopping it. The 3DS anyway.
Yeah.
3DS is still going as well.
I think they're too scared to right now. I think they have to see how well the Switch actually does before they stop 3DS.
Well, they have to keep it going. I mean, it's barely the launch, dude. It's like, they can't just like be like, oh, we're launching this? Yeah, let's stop 3DS.
But they did. They're doing that with the Wii U.
Well, that's, I mean, it's a,
I mean, so I think PS3 is still being supported by PlayStation.
It's the new Sun, you know? Prodigal Sun.
To the basement with you. With your other siblings, Wii U.
Not with Nintendo, though. Nintendo got a special room.
Yeah.
Ah, Nintendo.
Microsoft is partnering with PC makers to make virtual reality headsets. I originally thought that Oculus...
Wait, aren't they making them already?
No.
What is the virtual augmented reality thing?
That's, augmented reality, not VR.
Isn't that basically the same technology?
Augmented reality, you can still see your living room, but now there's...
Yeah, but isn't that the same technology?
No, it's not. Virtual reality is more immersive. It puts you in the space. You are not in your living room anymore. You're in the space. Augmented projects something in your living space.
I meant more hardware-wise.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, because VR is just splitting two images. Just augmented reality is... It's, in essence... creating it's projecting.
It still has a virtual feel to it though.
It's projecting
you can
something.
You still do the virtual thing with it, like moving stuff around.
Yeah, it's different. It's augmented reality. It's based in reality. It's not you trick it's like not it. Tricking your mind that you're somewhere else. It's enhancing your current location.
It feels like it would be right there.
I don't think so. Otherwise we would already have HoloLens technology from off-brand competitors.
Maybe it's so proprietary for 5 years.
That's possible. Things like that kind of happen. They lease it out. Yeah. But Windows 10 VR supposedly coming next year. And they're looking at starting at $299.
You know everybody's going to get on the bandwagon.
At $299, yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't. That's a pretty good price. Especially since this is going to be a computer one. Makes me wonder how good these are going to be, though.
If you're really selling it for $299, either you're taking a big loss.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it's just not going to be as graphically demanding as maybe the Rift or the Vive.
Like, wondering if they're cutting corners, like, on the screens. Really.
Or any of the hardware, for that matter.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see. $299
cheap plastics.
Is pretty cheap. I mean, I guess VR technology has kind of been out for like a year, so, you know, it's probably becoming cheaper exponentially, because that's how technology works. So maybe that has something to do with it, but that's still pretty cheap. That's like cheaper than a new phone.
Yeah.
Then again, most things are.
Well, a phone's like
$600. Yeah.
If you want, you know, the latest one.
Do you don't want to know what free games you're going to get this November?
Excuse me. But yes, I do.
Alright. So for PlayStation Plus, on PS4, you're going to get Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
It's a good game. Yeah!
You haven't played it yet?
No, I haven't played it yet.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's also actually kind of creepy, too. And like, you know, the end of the world, there's nobody around kind of boy.
There's a Dear Esther with a twist.
Yeah, and I still haven't played that. I'll probably play it on stream.
Do you have Dear Esther?
Yeah. Okay. And the Deadly Tower of Monsters is also another game.
Why does that sound familiar?
I think it was advertised for a while. It's like when it was like pre-ordered ahead of time and get a discount type of things. I don't know too much about it. It sounds like a arcadey type of game though.
Okay.
PS3, Dirt 3.
Jerk 3. Dirt. Remember the Jerk 1 and 2.
Dirt.
Ah.
Dirt Rally, yeah. McGraw Racing. Yeah. And Costume Quest 2. Beloved RPG. Kind of an indie darling. I think I have the first one. I haven't sat down with it yet. And for the Vita, you will get Letter Quest Remastered, which is some type of puzzle game. I don't know.
Some type.
And Pumped BMX, which is also a game you can play on the PS3 and your PS4. So two racing games. One RPG, a puzzle game, and a walking simulator. A story game. That game's slow. You walk slow. That's like
there's
the only
a run button, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like normal walking. I'm not choking. Like, the trophies are relatively easy to get. They involve you walking around.
5 miles, which takes 3 days of gameplay.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, the trophies seem pretty easy. Like, I think you can get some good trophies in there too, like a couple golds and stuff like that. Maybe even the platinum.
Some easy ones, right? That's what you meant.
Yeah, but I can't. It's not easy though because of how slow you move in the game. That's the only obstacle, really. It's just how slow you move in that game. Otherwise, trophies ain't not so bad.
You heard it here first. Trophies not so bad.
Not so bad then, trophies.
So I want to give a big shout out to Knuckledoo, Liquid Knuckledoo.
Yeah.
He's the first American to take first place in a Pro Tour premier event.
Oh, did all the Japanese players and just be like, yeah, I already got into
Canada. There's no
Cup.
Japanese players in the Canada Cup, just so you know. not in Canada Cup itself, in the finals of Canada Cup, there was no Japanese players.
Okay.
Yeah. There was two Japanese players in the top eight, and both of them got taken out. One, which was Daigo, and the other was, oh my god, forget his name, but he's a young kid, dude. That guy's...
Have you been watching the fights with Daigo? How's his game looking right now?
He fought Infiltration in Loser's Bracket. They were both in Loser's Bracket. This is, I believe, on day two. So, I still pools, I think, in day two. So, Infiltration Infiltration lost. That match was awesome, by the way. Like, it was a really good match.
It was a Canada Cup one?
Yeah, Canada Cup, and then they so they Infiltration got taken out in loser's bracket. So
wow,
yeah,
in
he got knocked out in pools. But Daigo went on to make top eight, and I believe he was I want to say fifth place. I can't remember exactly.
So Canada Cup's pretty competitive, or do you think it's just because
it's
of the
premier event, dude?
So. You think it's because of the new system where you have to win to get guaranteed? Some people are. You think people are traveling to more events to try to get that win?
It would. I mean, it makes sense at this point because there's. Or I mean, it's almost here. The finals are almost here, so I think there's one more event in Asia, and that would be the last one to qualify. So I mean, everybody's closer over there. Japanese people are closer over there, so they'll have an easier time traveling, you know, than a lot of people can to the because the guy who got third place. That the Japanese kid. No, he got fourth place. Sorry, he's the Japanese, the other younger Japanese kid. He never traveled before.
Oh.
And then like so this year he actually traveled to a few events. It was his first time traveling and stuff. And I don't know how he is on what he's at on the point system, but I thought he was pretty close to actually making it inside the finals for Capcom Cup. Nice. But anyway, yeah, like Knuckle Dude, like straight up just. Dominated finals against Xiaohai.
Who's he using? So, he's using Gao?
Xiaohai's won, I think, like four events this year, dude. Four major events this year.
Yeah.
So.
Knuckle Dude's he's mainly the Guile player,
he's
right?
He's the Guile player, yeah. He plays, in this one, he's playing Guile and Karen. He actually opened up with Guile against Xiaohai's Cammy, and he lost. He lost the first round and then just switched to cutting and just. Took it, dude. Just took it. Put him. He put him in loser's bracket in the winner's finals, and then Xiaohai made it all the way back, and he got dominated, dude.
Really?
Just, pretty bad.
Sounds like a fun tournament to watch.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome, dude. You're missing out on these tournaments.
Well, I'm missing out on the text messages. Where you're like, hey, there's a tournament going on.
You won't even watch them, dude. You won't even watch them.
I might, depending on when they are. Not tomorrow, because I'm going to have pizza.
It's always Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Dude, do you know what I did on Saturday? I watched random YouTube videos all day. You've you told
Why?
Me. Because I didn't know there was some Capcom tournament going on right now.
Subscribe to Capcom Cup. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just check it.
Dude. I'm going to tell you this right now. My notifications when the streams go live.
The I only one, say get notified, homie.
The only one I get is it. When Chuck attacks. Shout out to When Chuck attacks. It's the only notifications I get that somebody's twitching.
You need to check it. Not have Apparently, it check you.
I'll be danged has been streaming. And I don't even know about this.
Why don't you check these channels, fool?
Because I don't turn on Twitch. I don't live on Twitch. I live on YouTube.
I do. Twitch is my favorite.
Like YouTube's a la carte service, I get what I want when I want it.
I actually follow a lot of fighting game channels. Like, yeah. A lot.
Whatever happened to you going up to Santa Cruz Fight Night?
Never happened.
that one guy that beat me is there.
I stopped playing Street Fighter V.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
For some reason. Not enough competitors.
I don't know what it was, dude.
You didn't have nobody to compete with. That's why you go with fight nights.
Nah, but there's always online, dude.
Yeah, but you don't like online. You like being able to brag about your wins. You can't do that online.
Oh, shots fired.
It's true.
Shut up. Not that bad.
Please.
Kind of bad.
Please.
But even one of the local Santa Cruz guys that was playing at the tournament, he's actually like a
Was it
professional? The guy that did thirst
the guy that was doing like the poses before the fight.
It was that black dude that went up against Justin Wong in Street Fighter Third Strike in the finals.
Okay,
he made it all the way to the finals against Justin Wong. Dude, he's I don't know if he's local, but he lives here now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking. He was at that tournament you were at.
Oh no! Yeah, different tournament. Oh, he was there when I went downtown to fight there. He was there.
I don't remember seeing him.
He's a Rio player.
Hmm.
But, yeah, he was playing Third Strike and up against Justin Wong, no doubt. No. So, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Justin Wong owned that game. yeah, back he, in the day.
He was a good fight. But, yeah.
I think Justin Wong, he's still in it. He doesn't seem to care anymore.
Justin Wong's always in it, dude.
Yeah. Like, whenever I see him, play Street Fighter, it always looks like he's like, ah, oh, I'm just doing this, I guess. He never looks happy about it. He never looks like he's excited. I think
that's just his demeanor, man.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm just not used to seeing them fight. But he's always just like,
Oh, he's pushing up his glasses.
He's like, he's frowning. All the nerves. He's frowning the whole time. It's like, yeah. I guess it's true. Like, people always say that he gets in his own head and he makes himself lose and stuff like that. And I guess that's what I'm seeing on his face. He just goes in there like, yeah, I'm gonna suck.
Well, I mean, he's third in the points with in the Capcom Cup Pro Tour.
Wow.
Behind Infiltration is number one, and Tokido is number two on there. And then Justin Wong's number three. And I think Knuckle Dude with his win should put him up pretty high. Because that's major, dude.
And all four, do they all have wins? Or are they all... Or
is yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Tokido won the Asian...
I assume they all had wins. I wasn't sure if Justin Wong had...
Not that long ago. Yeah. Tokido won the one in... I think it was one in Japan.
Of course Tokido won. That guy is pretty beastly.
Murderface.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah, he's Murderface, dude. Okay. Tokido Murderface. Murderface Tokido. Yeah, Shaohai, actually.
Which one is Justin Wong win?
I think he's... I don't remember which one he won.
Because that's the one that surprised me. I always see him getting up pretty high, but like, I'm not used to hearing people say that he won the tournament, you know?
So, qualified are Infiltration. Tokido, number two. Justin Wong, number three. Knuckle Dude's number four, actually. So that put him up there pretty high. Huh. Fudo, five. Shaohai, six. So Fudo is not qualified because he's based all on points. So no, Justin Wong actually has not won. He's there by points.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Which is still third place in points, so...
Yeah.
That means a lot of second, third place finishes.
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I always hear he gets really high, but I never hear he takes it.
So yeah, Lokadu Fudo is there by points, number five. Shaohai won, three events, so he's definitely qualified. He's at number six. Number seven, Gamer B qualified. Number eight is MOV from Japan.
Is Gamer B doing a Zangief?
I'm not even sure what he's playing. Actually, I haven't really seen him.
Or did Daigo finally get under his skin?
Daigo qualified. He won an event. He's sitting at nine. Julio is at 10 by points.
Who's Julio?
Julio, dude. He's the.
Is it the Sankers yet?
No, he played.
I'm gonna know.
Oh my god! One of the twins. What a.
Jun Yang.
Yun. Yang?
Yeah.
Not Yang. Yun.
Yun.
Yeah, the OP one. I forget which one's which now.
The one with the baseball cap or the one with the sick hair?
The one with the baseball cap, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The skateboarder.
That's, yeah. So those are your top 10.
Huh.
But there are 32 32 people that are going to be entering the finals, so...
Yeah, dude, we're going to be so tired. I'm actually glad it's the first day, because the way we're... getting there and everything, like, it's gonna be nice to just be able to just sit down the whole day.
Yeah,
hopefully not pass out. We gotta make sure we like take a lunch in though, so we don't go try to find a place and miss like half of it like last time. That was good food. Yeah. Though
yeah, but it has to happen.
Yeah.
So okay, so just to name the top 32 real quick. I'm actually interested in who the other ones are. So Phenom, you know, this is from 11th on. The Phenom, Momochi, Sian, Haitami,
Momochi,
Eita, Luffy, Mago,
Luffy,
Gohan, Filipino Champ. He's in.
Yes.
CCO. Well, he's not
local.
In yet.
Filipino Champ is local.
He's not in yet. He's Californian, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he sounds it.
He's NorCal, yeah. CCL, Chris Tatarian, Mr. Crimson, Kazunoko, Yukadon, K Brad. Rolino. Okay, Ricky Ortiz.
Hey.
Dark Jawa. Ryan Hart. Problem X, Mysterio, KSK, or XSK Samurai, Will Tupac. No, Will Tupac's 33rd. So, yeah, up to 32. There you go. But it's still, I mean, there's only a few people that have qualified so far.
Yeah. So, how many more tournaments are there?
I think there's only one left before the actual finals, dude.
So one more tournament.
Like one more chance, yeah. And it's going to be far away. It's going to be in Asia. So.
Do you know when it's happening?
I'm not exactly sure on the dates, but it will be in the next couple of weeks for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy. You imagine, dude, you're like, you're in this tournament and you're just waiting, for that email to tell you that you got in. Like, oh, I gotta book a ticket real quick.
So, okay, so yeah, there's two of them. There's an online event, Asia Oceania 2 and FB Cup. So there's two more, actually. So, yeah. There you go. Two more events.
So there you go. If you're an aspiring Street Fighter player and you really want to go to Capcom Cup, you got two chances. I hope you got money.
You need to be traveling, buying your food and hotel, and all that stuff.
And also be really good at Street Fighter.
You better be really, really, really good.
Because a lot of people want to make sure they get in this time.
Yeah. There you have it.
And there you have it. Phil Spencer was talking about the future of Xbox, and I want to make people understand, you're not going to be expecting a new Xbox every 2 years. And he's quoted saying, that's not part of the console business model.
What does he mean by new Xbox?
And it doesn't actually help us.
Like an actual new console, not just a revamped one? Because isn't that what he's doing?
No, yeah, he's saying that Microsoft is not planning on releasing incremental upgrades every 2 years.
Oh, that stuff they were talking about before, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, show.
Unless, of course, PlayStation and Nintendo beats their console, and then they'll be like, well, we're going to do an upgrade in 1-2 years. Don't you worry. But they're starting to get those partnerships back, dude. I'm seeing a bunch of Xbox commercials now for games. Yeah. But with Sony's partnership with Red Dead Redemption, that's a pretty big one.
A lot of people, there's this thing going on about Red Dead Redemption already has a sequel and stuff like that. A lot of people just,
yeah, it's called
but it's not an actual sequel.
Red Dead Redemption is a sequel. It's the second game.
But there's like a game that came out right in between the one coming out and this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Undead Nightmare?
I don't remember.
Because that was a DLC. Or technically wasn't. You know, it's like one of those DLCs where it just plays by itself.
Oh, I don't like those games.
What? You mean like you didn't like Infamous First Light or Last of Us?
Last of Us? Yeah.
Yeah, the DLC.
Yeah.
Where you don't need the full game. You just
No, I tried First Light and I didn't like it.
Really? I heard a lot of people liked it.
Well, I didn't.
But have you played Infamous Second Son?
No, I have not.
You might not even like Infamous Second Son, so that might be the problem in the first place.
I mean, finish the first Infamous.
I like the first Infamous.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I think that one's my favorite, I think. I mean, it would get kind of annoying because of the bad, you know, old game mechanics and kind of be a little cheesy sometimes. But
it's a lot of, to me, it seemed like a lot of, the same issues with the oh my god, dude, what is the name of the game with the going in the psychiatrist room and you actually go in the past and Assassin's Creed, sorry.
Oh, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so it felt a lot like Assassin's Creed to me in the fact that it's just all kind of the same deals happening over and over again. You know what I mean?
I like the progression of like your powers and stuff like that.
I mean the skill tree at least. Not like Assassin's Creed that didn't really have too much going in that,
I like
that department.
I like how being evil and not being evil like actually had a consequence. Like you had completely different power sets. If you were like,
yeah, you couldn't get all of them. Yeah, if you're just it's just impossible to get all of them. Yeah. You have to actually play it twice to learn what the other ones really do. But it's just, I don't know. It's just it was a lot of repeating missions. You know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't know. Soft pudding.
Let's see. I think it's also just a thing of games of that time too. But I felt so I played Second Son. And well, I didn't like the character in Second Son. You know, he was like that hip teen, like so full of yourself kind of a thing, you know?
Bruh.
Basically, except Seattle punk scene, right?
Yeah.
So it kinda grated on me. And like I liked
it. First line's also kinda like that. She was totally punk and stuff, you know what I mean? She's just
the whole game, Infamous yeah. Second Son, that's kinda what it is. But her power set is like my favorite one. When she goes running, it's all neon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like her power set. Because in Infamous, you adopt the powers of like the different characters.
Was he able to run in Second Son?
Yeah, fast? Eventually, yeah. At first, not so much. He gets 3 power sets, then you beat the game, and he gets another one, and you're like, why'd you give me this after I beat the game? Like, this is dumb.
Yeah, well. Excuse me.
But I don't know, I kind of like the electricity powers that Cole had. Like, I like being able to jump on the rail of railroad and just, like, just speed along it. Yeah, or, like, the power lines. That was so much fun. I mean, the closest thing I get is the neon lights girl's powers and just running around. Because she can run up walls. Right. Yeah.
They didn't like it.
I haven't played it yet. I need to. Just so I can finish that world up.
You got that for free, right? At some point?
Yeah, we got that for free at some point. So I kind of like the standalone DLC. You think it could be like, well, here's the DLC for free. And if you don't have the game, well, you can still play it. Still a thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not very many games that do that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't even know what the last one was. I think Last of Us might have been the last one to do it. Or, I guess technically Infamous.
You played that one, right? The Last of Us DLC?
No, I haven't played it yet. No? I have it. I bought it on for the PS4 version, actually. So that one's going to look nice when I actually get to it. I have a PS3 version of the game, but a PS4 version of the DLC. That's nice. Like, oh, we put out a new DLC. Oh, but I got a new console. Oh, well, I'll just buy it on a new console and still be able to play it.
I really want to play that one, too. I want to get the remastered version.
It was cheap a while ago, like $10 at one point.
Really?
I thought about getting it. I was like, I already own the game.
Yeah, see, I'm unlike you. I don't own the game, and I want to replay it.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. I mean, if you guys at home listening, if you haven't played Last of Us, just do it.
Just do it. Just buy a PS3.
Yeah, just buy a PS3. If you don't want to buy a PS3, just find a friend that has a PS3 and play it. Because they probably have it. Man. Yeah, they're like, what, $80 now or something?
Something like that. I even buy a used one, too. Yeah. If only for that game.
And then once you do that, get the Uncharted games. They're fun, too. I like them. And the Infamous games. Screw it.
Indiana Jones.
Essentially. Indiana Jones with a bit of a mouth on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
So, Final Fantasy 15 has gone gold. No, actually, we already knew that. Final Fantasy 15 has released information that they're going to have a multiplayer DLC mode coming out.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, so there's going to be a multiplayer mode for Final Fantasy 15. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's going to be competitive or cooperative. But that's going to be a thing. The Last Guardian has gone gold.
Yeah.
Which means no more delays.
Except when they delay it again.
They can't. It's gone gold.
No.
That's the final print.
They'll find something.
And everything at this point.
Call it back.
It's all DLCs. It all has to be updates and patches.
2 more years.
It'll be a 2-year download before you can play the game. That's how they'll delay it after it's gone gold.
But that's it's very nice news. After so long.
Yep.
So long.
Now you can do what you've been doing in every single one of Team Ico's games. Move awkwardly and see pretty things.
And if it gets released by the 5th of this month, you can purchase that in another game and then get a third one for free at Target.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to release that soon, though.
No, it's not. It doesn't work for pre-ordering either.
You tried.
Yeah, I actually did. But it was, I think it's on the online store.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if it's the same deal on the brick and mortars, but definitely the online store has buy two get the third free on all video games and all board games.
Even if they're on sale?
Especially if they're on sale, because that's the one you're going to get for free.
Yeah. It's always cheapest one.
So it's all video games. Yeah, absolutely every video game that they have, you can buy two, get one free. So pick and choose, whatever. And board games too. But you can't mix and match the board games and the video games.
Yeah, that would be weird.
It has to be straight up video games, straight up board games.
That's like mixing your coffee with your soda.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. Why would
someone brought me coffee the other day to work.
All nice and piping hot.
It was my old supervisor. That's actually coming back to work.
Oh.
But she ain't taking my job. That's a damn sure. That's my job now, not her job.
Yeah.
But she got me a coffee with some kind of soy milk thing in there. And it tasted like soy milk coffee.
Because she remembered that one time you said you hung out with some vegans. She's like, oh, Jeff will like this. Oh,
he likes vegan. He likes vegan soy milk. That's so vegan. That's so vegan.
That's
so vegan.
Growing up in high school.
So, I can't drink hot coffee.
No.
I can't do it. It makes me sweat, and yeah, I don't like it.
You know how many times Jeff has inadvertently turned down sexual favors from girls? They're like, let's go get some hot coffee. He's like, No,
sorry.
But only if it's
an excuse. No.
Only if it's ice cold.
You mentioned hot coffee. No.
Yeah. This conversation is over. Goodbye.
You lost your chance. But yeah, I have to drink it cold. So I let it cool down.
Yeah.
To room temperature, and then I could drink it.
And it was okay.
No, it's actually fine.
And then you found out it was pumpkin spice.
I would have murdered somebody. I don't like pumpkin spice on my coffees or anything else for that matter.
Not on the cookies, not on the pumpkin pie.
Not on the cookies.
So, that game company.
What game company?
That game company.
Which one?
That game company.
You keep saying that.
The people that made Journey. They're coming up with a new game.
Yeah, they are. It's a multiplayer.
Have they released specs? Because all I've seen is images.
I don't know.
They've released a bunch of images.
I'm just going on the multiplayer.
So some of these train. These are all on blue, like a soft light blue background with like white silhouettes. So one of them is like looks like four kids with ponchos, like holding hands. Here.
Four kids with ponchos. Yeah, multiplayer. Yeah.
One of them is, actually this one has more colors. This is one of the newer ones they put out. One that's like there's like a cloud that's like kind of billowing up. And there's like a blue light shining out of it. And there's also a blue light that's similar to it on top of this little like Stonehenge thing. With like a field leading up to it. And there's also this one of like a candle being lit by another candle.
It's cute.
That's all we know about it. But they made Journey.
Absolutely nothing.
But these are people that made Journey, so...
It must be good.
Yeah. They also made Flower. And
they made Flower?
Yeah.
What kind of flower?
Yellow, purple, fuchsia, the kind of pink...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Vital Wheat Gluten.
I don't get it.
It's a type of flower. Like baking kind of flower?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know anything about that.
It's supposed to be a stupid joke, but it became stupider. Right after I told it.
It became what it was always meant to be. It lost the joke part, though. It evolved from stupid joke to stupid.
What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Finding out after you bit into it? Halfway?
No.
And you have half a worm in your mouth?
That's Holocaust. Pretty
Are we deleting that?
No.
You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
No, we have to get rid of that.
It's been 10 years. You can joke about it now.
We have to scrub that.
No, you can joke about things after 10 years have passed. It's the law.
No, but that one has... They keep...
Hey, let me tell you about the Twin Towers, dude. See, that's a joke in itself right there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
It was double the fun.
I started a trend.
It's a statement, man.
So let's not make people hate us.
Like you haven't been trying.
I've been trying. I always try. I'm a scumbag. What can I say?
Yeah. Scumbag tease.
I got one. Do you?
No, but oh. I plan on making some. We gotta get teas. We gotta hang out one of these days and go look at different tea shops.
We gotta design our own teas first.
We gotta figure out prices, though.
Tea shops, like Teavana, I love that place, dude.
Yeah.
Except when I found out it was purchased by corporate Starbucks. Then I decided not to go there anymore.
I forgot about that.
I decided not to go there anymore. But I used to love that place. I used to get loose tea there all the time.
Yeah. Supposedly there's some nice places in Santa Cruz, but I haven't really been to them.
Loose tea is expensive.
It really is. Yeah. Surprisingly.
That's why the ones I have only get used on special occasions.
Like when I'm over.
Yeah.
No, you just serve me beer. I made one. Yeah, apple one, yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but yeah.
I had, like, dried apple in it.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. But I think you took yours with no sugar?
Yeah. Like it, so you can actually taste the tea.
But it just sweetens the already there flavors.
No, this is a completely different experience without sugar.
But I'm using natural sugar.
Yeah, it's still sugar.
It's not even like... It's plant-based sugar, dude. It's e-vegan.
Did you say it's e-vegan?
No, I was going to say something else and I said vegan.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess I did say that.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be a third Ninja Turtles movie, sad. Not really that sad.
Yeah, not that sad. Sad, not sad? I'm glad. I'm trendy.
I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Glad the whole thing is over. Whatever happened to people in suits? Whatever happened to that? That used to be so much cooler, dude.
Oh, over CG? I thought you meant like people like in suits, like
no,
bureaucrats.
Costume. Sorry. Let's say costumes then. Because I mean, seriously, the first Ninja Turtle is that much better because of that. Because of that, dude.
Well, hold up. Because what? The suits were really good. So let's not forget the third one, where the suits were not so great.
I don't...
the one where they had liver spots?
The second or the third one as actual Ninja Turtle movies.
Oh, I see. There's a double standard now.
No. Listen here. That first Ninja Turtle movie was... It was dark. It was a real Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, it was like the comic. The comics are dark.
Exactly.
They get real broody.
They made the second one. Hey, let's make this for children's.
Because they found out that, hey, kids are buying the
toys.
They
found out that the first one did really well, so they changed the formula.
They found that it did really well with kids.
Why is the Shredder not shredding?
And also, the cartoon was out by then.
No, the cartoon was out before all these.
Yeah, and the cartoon's really popular with kids.
It was out before the first movie.
Kids going out buying toys.
That's why the movie was popular.
Yeah, and then they found that, hey, we could do a sequel, make it more kid-friendly, sell more toys.
And then the third one was just garbage.
Oh, yeah, it was not
just good. Straight up garbage, man.
So not good.
And their suits? Are you kidding me? Like, all these spots, they got freckles now?
They have...
And they look so dorky?
Like, yeah. And they're really skinny, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they couldn't get the same actors.
No, I think it's the suit. It's the suit.
You know the guy in the back of the taxi in the first movie? And he was like, "What the heck was that?" And the taxi driver's like, "Look like a sort of like a big turtle in a trench coat. You're going to LaGuardia, right?"
Yeah.
So that guy in the back is actually the voice of one of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool trivia.
Yeah.
And then the pizza guy, pizza delivery guy, is another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a cool trivia. Yeah. You know what else is cool? Casey Jones in that first movie.
Hey, this is a 10. The tab's 13. You're 3 minutes late, dude. Late. Dude. Ah, come on. I couldn't find a place. Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. I gotta get a new route. I thought I delivered everywhere. Yes, friends, it's a new Turbo Gets You. It slices. It dices. All right, I'll stop.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I know that whole movie, dude. I've seen that movie at least 50 times.
I have not. I need to watch it again. It's been a while, actually, since I've seen that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. I need to watch that one again. I need to watch...
You need to watch Feed Me Seymour.
No, I need to watch... Oh, yeah. Riddle hasn't seen that version.
Oh. She needs to watch it.
She's seen all the other versions except for that one. Not the original. It's the musical one with Steve Martin. I know it's not the original. That's why you have to see it. Because it has Steve Martin.
And it
has
sold out. It sold out in Santa Cruz, like, right away.
Oh, I'm sure it did, yeah.
And I wanted to be around when all the people were there. The costumes and stuff like that, but I don't know. It was getting late and I was tired.
I didn't even know about it.
I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you about the midnight shows.
Dude, they haven't been posting them anymore.
Yeah, they have.
No, I walked past like every Wednesday for like a month. We walked past that theater.
It's been there all month.
No, all month
last month, because this is a new month already.
No, we go up to the windows and we're like, oh, we thought they weren't doing midnights anymore because we never saw any
they take
flyers.
Breaks. They take breaks, but the all October, there.
They take breaks?
Yeah, they take breaks. They don't when do they it start... that year long.
Yeah, they used to.
No, they've always had gaps.
I don't remember ever seeing a gap.
Yeah, there was gaps.
I just thought the cinema.
I've won three of them raffles, fool.
I won one.
Yeah.
For Evil Dead, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple comics.
I got the one for Ferris Bueller's Day Off and it was Princess Mononoke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I got the actual DVD and some iTunes card and something else. I don't remember. Yeah.
Cool. Good story, man.
But the midnight shows are awesome, dude.
Yeah.
But remember, they do take breaks, and just watch it. Just watch out for it. Go on the website.
Is there any charities coming up? Then we could do a 24-hour charity stream.
Charities? There's charities all the time, dude. You don't need a time frame for that.
Dude, we should do a 24-hour charity stream on Encore Gamers. We should all get together, hang out, somebody's house.
What are your reasons for doing that? I question your reasons.
To have a good cause, and to run the gauntlet of 24 hours, staying out playing games.
All right.
I mean, really, we're not going to raise even close to, like, $1,000.
No.
Yeah.
I get popular, which is what's important here.
Really? Is that how streams become popular?
Yeah. You post these charity things, and people just gobble it up, bro.
Are you serious? People actually, like, do that as a popularity stunt?
I would assume people have.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever going to say they did, you know?
Yeah. I don't see how that would be an effective one.
I know this gamer that always has this charity on his streams, and it's part of his like his lower blocks, you know.
Yeah,
he has a little thing there,
a little donation thing.
But I've never seen him mention it, and it feels like a gimmick to me. It feels like, hey, look, I do charity stuff, so come watch me, come follow me. Excuse me again. So I don't know. It just seems weird. I mean, the guy doesn't seem like he's a jerk or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it just seems weird to me.
Well, I think we're going to break away for a bit to insert a small little commercial. Speaking of charities.
So, right now, Samaritan's Purse is collecting, it's called shoeboxes full of gifts for Operation Christmas Child. And you get a shoebox, you stuff it full of bunch of little gifts and things, and then you drop it off. A lot of churches in various areas collect them, and then they send them to countries around the world where kids may never actually have ever gotten a gift. And it's really fun little thing to do, and this, they go to, like, all over the world. Oh, I believe the deadline for dropping them off is November 21st. So if you want to drop them off at a church in the area, if you go to the Samaritan's Purse website, they've got a bunch of information there.
All right, and we're back. So there you go, just for a good cause, you know, just being a charity, if you'd like to help people out, help out kids, there's a way to do it. And you can do it on the cheap, too, right?
That's always, please think of the children.
Yeah, I know a lot of the time, that, like, they suggest things like toothbrushes, like...
Socks.
Socks.
Kids get really excited about socks and toothbrushes. It's amazing.
It's, really, again, these are like impoverished towns and stuff like that, where people, you know, sometimes they're orphanages and stuff like that, and you're just giving a kid a present that might never have gotten a present before.
Okay. So what charity were you thinking of doing for the stream? Is there anything in particular?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what's out there where people what.
You know what?
How to do this?
That I've always liked is There's a charity that does gaming for really ill childs.
Is this hospitals. The one where like they take the consoles and stuff?
Yeah, hospitals? Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. And then they, I think there might be some kind of involvement with famous gamers or just famous people in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not exactly sure on it. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I don't remember what the name of it was, but I'm sure it's easy to find.
Because I know that a lot of people do the Game for Life or something like that. Or is that an event?
Which one's that one?
It's like the one with the controller with the wings. That's like the logo.
I can't remember, dude.
Okay. I know it's one they do, like, it's one of the big ones they do every year. But yeah, I haven't really looked into any of the charities per se. Or at least any of the charities. maybe something localish. I know there's a charity, or like where they teach kids how to read and get them interested in books and reading and stuff like that, and help them basically become smarter through the power of the written word.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah, do some research. Pick one out.
What yeah, sounds I'm looking good? Into this for sure. I mean, I said I wanted to do a 24-hour stream before the end of the year. Is that what I said? At some point, on Black Hole Flare.
On Black Hole Flare?
Yeah. I haven't done it.
I love doing durability tests like that. Yeah.
It's difficult to even set up a time, you know what I mean?
Especially yeah, with, like, it has to be a weekend, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like a Saturday. We do like a Saturday.
Friday to Saturday. Friday night to Saturday.
Yeah.
And then just see who wants to get involved. And if not enough people, we can just cut the stream to between...
No, between the two of us, we could do a full 24-hour.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
I'm sure Riddle jump in for sure, too.
Oh, look at that. That's only 8 hours each.
Yeah.
I've done that standing up.
I'm sure Titan would stop by, too.
All right, and sitting down.
Sitting down, yeah. We do some VR stuff. We can do... with the webcam, because you want to run it through your thing.
Oh, I can do, like, a live cameraman kind of deal. You know what I mean? Where yeah. I'm just like, oh, I'm chasing these guys. Oh, where are they at? Oh, look what they're doing now.
Oh, they think they're safe in those bushes? I've got my machete.
There's a wild vegan right there.
Look at them eating that grass.
Dude, oh my god, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Did I tell you that already?
I did
tell you that, yeah. Okay, never mind. It's funny, because I'll be Dane was like, where's vegan? And I was like, oh, he's probably eating grass. And then everybody had a chuckle. Yeah. And even LeBlue had a chuckle, which was funny to me.
She validated your existence.
Hell yeah, and she made it funnier because LeBlue never laughs at you.
She's completely stoic.
This was at your expense, buddy.
Yeah, I'm used to that. Poor old vegan.
Oh, vegans. Nobody cares about the vegans, unfortunately.
Went to a birthday party. They didn't have anything I could eat.
Is Eeyore a vegan?
He is a donkey.
Is that why he's so sad?
Is that why he's falling apart?
I'll just sit here then.
And chew on some grass. Everybody else is having honey.
Oh yeah, Pooh Bear, man. That guy just puts his mitts and everything, man. Like, straight up just like, that jar of honey, dude, is totally contaminated. Totally contaminated, bro. It's like Listeria in that thing now.
Oh, what are we talking about, man? What are we
Listeria?
Talking about? Listeria?
Listeria. Yeah.
What the hell is Listeria?
It's like a bacteria, bro, in plants.
So it's
good? It's just a bacteria, but...
Like a good bacteria?
No, it's like sometimes they find it in produce and it gets people sick.
Oh, like the stuff they always find in, not lettuce.
It's like E. coli, only a different bacteria.
Only a different bacteria.
But yeah. They're actually, one of the places we buy our produce from, got shut down for Listeria. And I've heard that they might actually be going bankrupt because of it.
Wow.
Because of just the cost of everything. Recalling, dude. It's, oh my god, dude. The cost of just a recall, dude, is insane.
Oh, yeah.
It's so insane. You lose all that product, first of all. All that money just lost, dude.
And plus, people are nervous.
You have to do the transportation for everything. So you pay all the transportation to bring all of that back. You have to pay, I think you have to pay the FDA something. You know, some kind of fine or something like that, dude. Yeah, dude, and then, you know, I don't know, man, it's just, it's insane, dude. It's insane, but it happens, and it's very costly for companies.
Speaking of costly, and nobody knows why they're doing it, I remember Cruising USA. I know you do.
Hell yeah, dude. I remember playing in the arcade. I remember when I first learned that you can boost with it, like pressing the gas 3 times. You know that you get that little wheelie boost? Oh, man. When I learned that, dude, I was like, oh, about it, dude.
The entire race, wheelie.
Well, you can't. There's a cooldown.
There's a cooldown, yeah. But, so you'll be happy to know that if you go into an arcade soon, there'll be a brand new cruising game called Cruisin' Blast.
What?
Yeah. They're bringing it back. It's an arcade game.
Is it Rare?
No, it's Sega. Sega runs Cruisin'.
Why? How? When did they acquire it?
Thought they always had it.
Cruisin' USA?
You sure that wasn't Sega?
A Nintendo game, bro.
No, it was an arcade game.
Oh, it was an arcade game, but it was published by Nintendo, I think.
On their console.
Well, yeah, it was on the N64.
Yeah, of course they published it.
It couldn't have been a Sega game at that point.
Why not?
Because why would they have it on the Nintendo console during the N64 days?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, when you say it like that. Well, then... What was the racing game Sega had? Because Sega's bringing that racing game
Daytona
to the arcades.
Daytona USA?
Oh, yeah. I think they're bringing that to the arcades.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Then. No, Cruisin' is coming to the arcades. There's a new Cruisin'.
Jesus Christ, make up your mind. Which one is it?
I heard that Sega was bringing a racing game back to the arcades, and I thought that was Cruisin', but clearly there's two racing games.
There's a lot of racing games.
Coming to arcades, though. Coming to arcades. New arcade machines. Can the arcade make a comeback?
I hope so.
That would be fun. It would be nice. VR arcade systems? Why not? Just do it. You know, like those like sit-down gun games? Have you strap on a little VR before you do it, too.
Yeah. You remember the ones that had the pedals?
Yeah.
And it was like, you like hide behind crates and stuff like that.
Oh, like Time Crisis.
And then you release a pedal. Yeah. Release a pedal and you're actually out in the open. That's the only time you really can shoot anybody.
Dude, that changes the game, dude. Being able to hide behind cover.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the mechanic.
I was like, holy smack. This is what I would do in a fight. I would hide behind the box.
Yes. A wooden box that bullets can't go through.
I play the third one, and your stuff will get destroyed after a bit.
That's a good, yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Can't just be turtling, dude. That's dumb.
But so many people win by turtling.
Yeah, well, it's a dumb way to play. You know, I'm very partial to Area What's that number? Area 51.
Okay. Like, what area? Like, what area are we talking about? Like, Asian area?
I still really enjoy that game. There's a lot of, like, hidden stuff. Like, in there's one part where you're in a warehouse with a crap load of windows in the back.
Yeah.
And if you shoot, like, all the windows there, you got, like, this cool, like, machine gun power-up or something.
Something weird. I saw somebody beat that game, but they got the bad ending. Then I heard there was a good ending. I've never seen it.
And at that point, you're just like, I'll just watch it on YouTube.
But it was so exciting to see somebody beat a game in the arcade. You got so hyped.
Right? It's cool, dude. Yeah.
Like, man, this guy is a pro.
I remember the first time I beat Street Fighter in the arcade, dude. Like, Street Fighter 2. I was like, I was so happy, man. Yeah. I'd never beat Street Fighter, dude. I mean, it took a couple of quarters, but, you know.
A couple quarters.
Yeah,
don't lie.
Quarters, and it took like 20 of my dollars.
20 of my dollars. Yeah, that's pretty much what it took to beat a game.
But I loved it, though, man. I loved it. I had nothing else to spend my money on.
86-year-old grandmother's been accused of pirating PC games.
Yay!
And is liable for a $5,000 fine.
Yay!
Her name is Kristen McMillan.
Yay!
Could she be the grandmother of Edward McMillan?
Oh.
Hey, Grandma, why are you pirating my... Binding of Isaac game. You can't just buy it?
I'm not giving you any money.
You don't get no more money. You don't visit me. Apparently she pirated Metro 2033. 86-year-old grandma playing Metro 2033.
That's cool. That's like, that reminds me of Grandma and Grandma's Boy.
She's from Ontario.
Ooh, Canadians have a mean streak.
When you get to be a grandma, you stop being nice. Doesn't matter where you live. Dude, I pray that medical science gets to the point. By the time I'm 86 years old, I can move my limbs enough to be able to play video games still.
Yeah.
Because I'm 30. And I already got arthritis in my legs and stuff.
You got arthritis in your legs?
Yeah, when it gets cold, my knee builds up real bad.
Got the sting in my knees.
That's because I think I can pinpoint what happened. I slid on the wooden floor and I crashed into a bedpost. The bedpost came to a corner.
Ooh.
So it was like a full speed crash. I was on the floor for like a good 10 minutes.
That sounds bad, dude, actually. That sounds really bad.
Yeah, I didn't have to go to no doctor or anything. Maybe I should have. But now that knee...
It's a good idea to go to doctors for injuries. Especially to the knees, because knees are very, very sensitive.
Yeah.
So are elbows, really. But more knees. Knees got extra, like, moving parts. Elbows, not so much.
But I didn't. And my knee was kind of stiff for a while. And now I think that the arthritis comes from that. It's bad.
Yeah?
It's bad.
You got the arthritis?
I got the arthritis. Dude, you gonna pick up any games on that PlayStation Cell of the Dead?
I don't even know what's on there.
How about Until Dawn for $10?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If it's $10, I'll pick it up.
It's $10.
Only if it's $10, though.
I want to see you on your phone right now, bringing up your PlayStation Store.
I'm not going to go on my
phone. Buying yourself a copy of Until Dawn for $10, because you're a PS Plus subscriber.
What if I'm not?
$11.99.
Oh.
$10.
If it's $10, yeah.
You didn't play it tonight?
No. It's late.
It is late.
It's like 10:30 almost.
Oh god, work's gonna suck tomorrow. Yeah, $10. That's a good game. I haven't played it, but the Russian Blood was fun. Got creepy. Got a little creepy.
Until Dawn.
Made me scream a little bit. A little embarrassed.
Yeah? Did you pee your pants?
Well, nobody could see that, though, so.
But we all know you did.
I thought that game was going to be so jump scares, but it wasn't.
It was a straight-up shooter. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I thought there was going to be, like, there's one level.
Where, I liked it, dude. It looked cool.
You should play it.
Not tonight.
It's late.
It's late. It's like almost 10:30.
Oh, man. What do you want to talk about?
So I did some speed running.
You did?
Isaac speed running?
Yeah, that didn't go so good.
I completed two runs. One of them not so great. The other one, a little great. So I did, it was a Samson run. And this is actually for, I want to plug this guy. So he's Brain TM, trademark.
Yeah.
Brain TM. He does this thing, I guess, every month. And I've never caught him while he's talking about this, because he only does it during one day of the week.
Yeah.
I've never actually caught him talking about it until the other day, where I guess he does this every week. And at the end of the month, you get, so if you complete a run, you get a raffle ticket. If you beat his score, you get 3 raffle tickets. If you, first place, the best time gets 5 raffle tickets. Second best gets 3 as well. And so at the end of the month, you know, he throws all these raffle tickets, you know, electronic raffle tickets. And then he gives away a prize. And this time around, it's going to be a gaming keyboard, a gaming mouse, and... Oh, what was the other one? A gaming keyboard game? Oh, and a
headset.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did a... So I have one raffle ticket. The thing is, you have to show that it's a 1001% file, which is why I kept going back every time I died.
Okay.
And you have to... one of the things is you had to do the Black Candle Easter egg and then go into the game. You start the time with Samson. Like, once you pick Samson, that's when you start the time at the same time. And the bad thing about PlayStation 4 is you can't do fast resets.
Right.
So, if you don't like your first item, you have to exit out of the game and go back in. But if you exit out of the game, you have to turn on the Black Candle Easter egg again. So you have to keep doing that every time you escape. And it takes so much time to do that, that it's not worth it. So I just started every run with the first item that I got. Just hoping that at one point I was going to get something different.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, because it was annoying to go back in there, you know, just stop the run and then go back in and do the whole thing over again.
What's the Black Candle Easter egg?
So if you put Black Candle as a seed, it gives you basically have a Black Candle throughout the whole run.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says BLCKCNDL. And there's other Easter eggs and stuff too.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, there's like an infinite basement Easter egg, where it's all basement. Like
every level?
Yeah, every level's basement, dude.
You go through the entire game and it's basement?
Yeah.
Even the chests?
Everything is basement, dude. Infinite basement.
Wow. That's pretty fun. I didn't know about this.
Yeah. And so, I did, I completed. From beginning to blue baby to into the chest, 18 minutes.
That's pretty long, is it?
Jesus Christ, man. Thanks for the support there, vegan. 18 minutes, is that even a speed run?
I'm sorry.
You know, to get into mom's, to get into the boss rush, you have to get there within 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
How about that?
Good job.
How about that?
Nice.
So I completed the whole game, and under the time that you're supposed to get to Mom's Heart to do the boss rush.
What's the best speedrun?
One character, 5 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's number. Yeah, that's the world record, dude.
Okay.
That's a 5-minute run, dude.
That's the. I thought that was more standard.
It's insane. More standard. 5 minutes is insane, dude.
And you just keep getting small rooms.
I mean, it's all luck, too, you know? So it's like, it's so impossible.
Yeah. Except not, because somebody did it.
I mean, if you get a shovel, let's say you get, like, a good starting item, like a Ipecac or something like that.
Oh, that is a good.
So Ipecac is awesome for speedruns because you can just blow up doors and go through, and also, you know, Epic Fetus and Dr. Fetus. All of them, good items. Anything bombs is good items, but you can just go through doors. Like, you don't have to clear rooms, you just go. Right? And that already gives you a lot of damage.
Right.
So let's say you get the shovel in the next one. Or even, yeah, in the next one. Maybe even the same floor, the first floor. Because you can get it in like a sacrifice room, you know?
Really what you want, though, is a...
So you get Ipecac and shovel.
Yeah.
And then you just keep skipping. Just keep skipping all the way to the end. Except for, no, actually, just to Mum's Heart. After that, I can't use it because you'll go to Sheol instead of the cathedral. But, like, and it, you know, and it makes you go through the levels. Like
Sheol's slower than the cathedral?
Well, you can't. The speedruns are always through the cathedral and chest.
Oh, you can't get the chest at Sheol?
There's a different chest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the dark, that's the dark room. Dark room and Sheol and dark room, but all speedruns are usually just through cathedral and chest.
Presumably because people found out that it was faster than doing Sheol.
The thing about that, it's because I think the main reason behind it is because in the cathedral you get four chests that always contain items, or every chest always contains items.
Oh,
as opposed to the dark room is always red chests, yeah. So.
Okay.
I mean, there are speedruns that do that. That's a different category altogether, but. I was actually kind of proud of my 18-minute run. And so I submitted it. I'm going to get a raffle ticket for it. And there's an option when you submit it if you want your run to be analyzed.
Oh. You don't want this guy to analyze.
Yeah, I do. I want to know what I did wrong, dude.
He's going to be like, this guy wanted me to analyze is wrong. Analyze is to tell him what went wrong. Hey, Black Hole Flares, what went wrong? Everything.
Black Hole Flares, you didn't submit a speed run. You submitted a casual run.
I think this is the point where Black Hole Flares got up to take a piss. Oh, no, he's still playing? Oh, it could have fooled me. Why does he keep looking at his map?
Yeah, it's hard, man.
No, I know, dude. Speedrunning is crazy. It's hard. Look at Le Blue's Five Nights at Freddy's last one where she had to do the minigame. That you basically had to speedrun.
I don't even know if she did it. Did she do it?
She hasn't done it yet, no.
Oh.
She played a new game last Sunday. Pretty interesting one. That has to do with Norse mythology. But It's frustrating. It's frustrating when you know you're, like, 2 seconds off. That's the worst part, too.
Yeah.
When you're, like, 1 or 2 seconds off, and you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, it's a speedrun, dude. It's a speedrun. It's all it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that one.
I feel like I could, too. But also,
with a controller, though.
Yeah, with a controller. I might be able to do it with a keyboard.
I can't. I can't do keyboard, dude.
I'm proficient enough in them, and I think I might be able to do it with the keyboard, but... It would just be easier with a controller.
Yeah, for sure. You ain't lying about that, son.
Especially with that superior Sega D-pad.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that the Sega D-pad was superior.
Well, I definitely... I'm not liking my PS1 controller for PC usage.
You use a PS1 controller?
Yeah.
Just plug in your PS4.
Yeah, I will now.
It just works. It's nice. It won't work for older games, like before PS4, but newer ones, it tends to just work. I haven't really come across many newer games that don't just accept it. Especially, and Steam's coming out with an overlay, too, for it.
Yeah.
So it should just work, period, at this point.
Yeah, I'll try it out, see what happens. I still gotta play South Park.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Old man problems.
Mm-hmm.
Old man problems. Hey, who's that? Oh, it's old man problems. Old man problems. How come here?
Is that your dad?
No, my dad would be like, oh, hi, did you ever hear about the extraterrestrials? They found in Peru. They think it's a spaceship. What? They believe it was the, They think there's evidence that is where Christ disappeared to when he went to the sky.
Is that like one of those conspiracy theorists?
Yeah.
It's cool.
He knows all about those.
Chupacabras and stuff?
That's all his Facebook posts are pretty much conspiracy theories and stuff like that. In really? In Spanish. So I don't, I don't even come close to even bother reading them. A, it's a conspiracy theory, and two, it's in, like, conspiracy theories in Spanish. Which is...
Now, in Espanol.
Which is even harder to follow in English than it is in English, right? You hear a conspiracy theorist guy talk about conspiracy theories, you're like, what? Are you speaking Norwegian? And then you're going to throw it in Spanish. Or, like, Spanish conspiracy theories, like, they use the biggest words they can find. Like, a sentence...
You don't get a lot of options, man. You don't get as many options as you do in English, just so you know.
It's an older language.
Yeah, but it's a lot simpler.
But, like, it's like every sentence is, like, three words, but it takes up two lines. Like, they find the most obscure Spanish words that, like, you only gets used in, like, the far corners of Spain.
Yeah, plus the Spain Spanish is different from all the rest of the Spanishes.
Yeah, like, distinctly different.
It's hard to understand them full sometimes, I swear, man.
There's one of the South American countries that's closer to Spain Spanish, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a mix of it down there, dude.
Yeah, which makes sense. They got the most influence out of the bunch. Except for those Brazilians, man, they're weird.
They got that Portuguese going.
Yeah, that one Portuguese nation.
Yeah, Portuguese has nothing like Portuguese from Portugal.
Yeah. Portuguese.
Well, I mean, I've heard that from someone in Portugal that they're hard to understand a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like, oftentimes they just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, but probably say it's Spanish people. Spaniards. It's
kind of the same thing as me, like, not understanding Spaniards. They're speaking Spanish. They're definitely speaking Spanish. I mean, the slang is obviously different. Every country has different slang.
Yeah. So, like, every state in Mexico has different
slang. Yeah, there's different slang everywhere. Same thing as here. Like, someone from
Southern,
like, Alabama or something, and someone from Texas, and yeah, they're gonna have, like, something's gonna be
different. It's so confusing. Yeah.
But I feel like it's more prominent from, you know, someone in Spain compared to, you know, someone in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because I mean they say cuño. Like, all the time over there.
Coño,
yeah, there you go. And, like...
Coño, pero que estás hecho?
Yeah, the thicker accent.
Like, and and the same thing, the accents are different, too, depending on where you go in Spain.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the same. Every country's the same, dude.
Yeah, Venezuela, they do the double L's, they sound like Y's every time they say, like, a double L word sounds like you're saying a Y.
And then,
which is a small difference, but when you grow up hearing the double L's and the Y's, you can hear it.
Argentinians use like a J sound for double L words. Yeah. Like yo, they say yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just different. It's weird how everybody adapted their own way, you know.
Yeah.
Coming from, like, because it was the same
base,
conquistadores, like, you know what I mean? It was the same people that, like, dominated all these lands and stuff, like. And still, like, they all kind of adapted to their own.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if it was like the only reason was because, like, the different there was different conquistadores, and, like, they each had, like, their own little speech impediment.
Like every leader,
yeah,
there really is something else. One guy was missing, like, three front teeth.
Yeah,
front teeth. So one guy was talking like this, and it's just like, yeah.
What do you mean I have a speech impediment? I do not have a speech impediment.
It's an average talk. What are you talking about?
You will see. In 100 years, everybody talk like this.
Not just turn into, like, racist Asian, dude.
There's a lot of Asian influence in parts of... There's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Came from Japan.
Way to bring it back, man.
Yep. From the edge of insanity. Speaking of insanity... It's time to do the Uncore Gamers question of the week. As you all recall, the question was, what game has scared you the most? Now, let me see if we got any responses real quick. I know we definitely did on Facebook. The reason it takes so much longer is because I got all the Uncore Gamers, like, stream tweets in here now. So I don't get to go straight to it like I used to be able to. telling you, man, this whole thing's like just made my life a pain.
I think you're making it more difficult for yourself.
It might be. Actually, it doesn't look like we got one on here.
Nothing? Really?
Not on Twitter. No. I think people are starting to just respond on the Facebook more, though.
I don't really care for Twitter, dude.
I know. It's kind of weird. I know some people get... I think we're just too old. We just can't understand it no more.
It's like, it does the same thing as, like, a Facebook.
Yeah.
It does exactly the same thing, only less.
Yeah, only less. Which is... But it's worse than the Facebook, though, because instead of people just saying less, they just do, like, five different posts. So then, like, when you're trying to find something, you gotta scroll through everybody doing, like, five different posts saying one thing.
Why can't I get it? Why can't I just get it?
Because we just want things to make sense.
And Twitter doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Alright. So we got Troy from the Badan Podcast.
Yeah! Troy Thorpe!
You said it. Troy Thorpe.
From Badam.
From Badam. Go give him a listen. Our five fans. Go check them out. And by our five fans, I mean the people that stream on our channel. No, we got more people. We got more love than that.
Do we?
Yeah, Sven Florence.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm not sure if they're regular, but people constantly hit like on our stuff. So somebody's loving this. But he writes in saying, Amnesia, The Dark Descent. Specifically, the water monster. I've heard a lot of stories about this water monster. I haven't played the game because I'm too chicken. But I've heard a lot of stories about this water monster. A lot of people complain about this water monster. Saying it's too spooky.
Water monster.
Wild monster.
I actually have not played the game myself, but...
I think your computer could probably run it.
No.
No. Oh, well, it's coming to consoles, PS4, so you'll be able to play it on PS4. And Titan of Day 12 writes in Eternal Darkness on the GameCube.
Really?
There's one terrifying moment in that game. You want to know what it is?
I don't remember a terrifying moment in that game.
So the game has an insanity meter, and the game like does weird stuff, like make your character's head fall off or stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's one where it waits till you go into the menus. And waits till you go into the save game menu. And then it says it's deleting your save file. Yeah.
That is scary.
That is a terrifying moment.
Like, yeah.
I was with a friend when that happened. Watch, he was going through to get all three endings. Or four endings, technically, I think. And it happened. And it's the first time you ever saw it happen, and we both freaked out. We were like, it's like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, no, I'm not. I didn't do this. Like, you hit the wrong button? Like, I don't even know you can delete a save. Should we turn it off? I don't know. That might corrupt it, but it might save it. And, like, right when he's about to turn it off, they're like, what's going on? I was like, oh, this game.
That's freaking awesome, dude. That's, like, the thing that happened to me with Metal Gear Solid 2?
Yeah.
When they were like, the guy, who was it? I think it was a bad guy. I forget his name. But he was talking, he's like, hey, don't you think you've played this enough?
Oh, no, you're talking about Colonel Campbell.
Was it Colonel? Was it the Colonel?
Yeah.
Was he the one talking to me?
He's doing it over your little earpiece thing, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, and I was like, what? He's like, you should really stop. You've been playing for hours. You should stop playing this game. I was like, what the?
That's like near the end of the game when things start to get weird. Yeah.
I turned off the game. I turned off the game. It was creepy.
Is that your answer for the game?
And I told my mom about it.
And your mom took the game disc, took it to the priest?
No, I told her, something really weird happened with the game. I was like, it was really creepy. So she took the game and hid it from me for years. Well, she just hid it from me.
You sure she didn't take it to a priest? Get a little
I don't know what happened, dude, but this is a real story, dude. I ended up finding the game, like, later in the garage somewhere.
Like, covered in salt?
Like, I swear to God, it must have been, like, 3 years later.
Underneath the Jesus candle?
And I turned it back on, right? And I started playing it again. And I think at this point, no, I must have still had the save file, because I don't remember playing through it twice. But yeah, I go through it again, and the same thing happened. And I was like, oh, this is part of the game. Like, it freaked me out when it first did that. I was like, because, I mean, the game's not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets weird. It does get really weird towards the end. But, like, it's just, like, it wasn't anything like that. And so it freaked me out when that happened. Like, it didn't seem right. It just didn't seem right. I almost thought there was, like, some kind of demon or something in the room, dude. Yeah. I swear, dude. Like, it was freaky. Can't remember how old I was, but it freaked me out a little bit. Nice, but that's not even my game. That's not my choice.
All right, let's hear it.
My choice? The game that scared me the most was actually Resident Evil.
Was it the dog?
The original Resident Evil. I mean, that first scene when you first encounter the zombie. You know, that scene itself was creepy as hell, dude.
The slow turn?
Yeah, it was just creepy as hell, dude. And, like, there were scares there all the time, you know what I mean? Like, the dogs jumping through the windows and stuff like that. Like, where you... I think the Crimson Zombie was only on the GameCube?
No, it was in the Director's Cut.
It was the Director's Cut? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the Crimson Zombie wasn't always there.
The one that didn't die?
Yeah. But he... But it was just the whole feel of that game was just kind of menacing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love playing those games in the dark, dude.
I always had those, like, really weird horror movie camera angles, yeah, too, where everything was very, like, sharp
pointed. That was the thing, you had to get so used to it. Dude, when I first played that game, I was like, dude, I can't do this.
Yeah.
This is weird, like, it's strange, but you get used to it. And, so, like, yeah, like, it was, I mean, you never play those games in with light on, so, like, it takes away from the whole game. So, like, it's just that, the whole aura of the game, you know, it was just it felt creepy. It was scary, like, and it's just, you know, the whole, like, just being in this, like, finding this mansion, you know what I mean? Just being there, nobody there.
And, oh, Barry was there.
Screw that guy, dude. When did he show up? Showed up way later, dude.
Jill Sandwich.
But he was like, it was really, really terrifying game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Riddle wrote in late, but she says, there's a dungeon in Skyrim in which you're being stalked by a skeletal ghost. That's pretty good. Now mine, this is another one of those moments where I feel like there's something better, something that got me, like, more to the core of my psyche, but I just can't figure what it is, you know? And it's not even like a whole game, it's like a specific moment in the game that I was just like, this is jacked up. Like, I don't feel comfortable with this. But I can't remember it. I always have this problem, right? So I'm going to fall back on one of the few horror games that really just kind of creeped me out. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I played a couple horror games, and, like, most of my frustration with horror games isn't like, oh, it's spooky. It's just like, I can't do anything. That sensation of, like, I can't do anything. I can't solve this problem. I just have to run away. And just kind of, it annoys me in the game, you know?
Okay. Well, that seems like not the opposite, but it doesn't seem like a game that scared you.
No. I'm saying, in general, in horror games, one of the big problems I have with horror games is that sensation of, like, I can't do anything. All I could do is
your choice a horror game?
It is, well, yeah. It is a horror game. The one that I know that's a better one that I just can't figure out what it is, I don't think that was a horror game, but I can't remember what it is, so whatever. So it doesn't matter, because I can't remember what it is. I think that might have been a shooter, actually. Well, I mean, the one I'm going to talk about is a shooter, anyway. Fear.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just Alma always being, like, Just out of the corner of your eye, you're always seeing her, like, you climb down a ladder, and she's right as you're exiting the screen from the floor above, going down the ladder, you see her and stuff like that. And she's constantly doing this. And they programmed in the game all kinds of these moments where you can catch her out of the corner of your eye. And they're not scripted, so you're not going to see them all. So every time you go back and play that game, you're seeing her somewhere else. And you're like, well, what the heck? It still gets you, because you're not going to see them all in the first playthrough, unless you know where every single one is, right?
Yeah.
And, like, that's just, it's so smart. It's so, It's so creepy. And it's like, especially, you know, that game syndrome where you go back and play a game you've already beaten. You expect to know where everything is. You expect you know that game at that point. And then when that game starts to throw things at you in different places, and it just kind of makes you feel a little weird, a little uneasy, you know? So I think that was really well done. I think that was very unnerving. Like, it's a memory that sticks with me as far as like being like kind of creeped out by it.
Yeah.
And it's never like her coming at you with a knife or anything like that. She's just standing there, like just watching you. And it's just kind
of
creepy.
She reminds me of the girl from The Whale, from The Whale.
The Ring, yeah.
Yeah, from The Ring, yeah.
Which is like the one time, like the first time that I can recall where she actually like aggressively comes at you, and you're in the air duct. It makes it all the much creepier because you see her for like a split second, you recognize it's her, and then you realize she's running at you on all fours in an air duct. And it makes it even creepier. You get used to the fact that she just kind of just stands there looking at you, and then she's just gunning at you and disappears like right before hitting you. And that was such a good jump scare. I did not see that one coming because they play with your expectations in that game. They set up, these are the rules, not anymore.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. Oh man, I wish I could remember the other one, because I know it was like a 16-bit game that just like had this moment in it that was just so weird and unnerving. It just did not make me feel comfortable. I just know there was something that just really got to me at one point. But I guess my psyche is finally starting to let it go.
It's not very, very many games that you play.
Not in that are not intentionally horror.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of games that aren't horror games that just kind of have like a level or two that are just really, really dark and creepy for some reason. And it's like, it was one of those that like, I wish I could remember. That just got, like, it just got to me real bad.
Okay.
I think it was bad enough that it almost made me not want to play the game anymore. Because it was just so, it was so out of place. It was just so weird. Weird, like, it was like, you know, it'd be like a regular like 2D side scroll and you're playing like a level of Splatterhouse in the middle of it and you're like, what the heck? it's like playing Super Mario Bros. And then there's a Splatterhouse level and you're just like, this just feels really
well weird. that kind of happened in Fear as well. Like there was places where like all of a sudden the whole room turned into blood.
Yeah
like stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like,
that was never creepy to me.
No
that was just typical horror stuff. It was always, to me, the fear factor of fear was just the out of the corner of your eye kind of stuff. You know, because that's what's creepy, right? You know, when you're watching a horror movie, it's not like the quick jump out scare. That's just a loud noise and you go, ah, because it's a loud noise and it hurts your ears. It's the stuff when you see, like, the slow creeping behind the person. And you're like, oh, what's that? What's
that? That feeling of something is going to happen, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love horror games, dude.
That's why Fear is good, because it gave you a gun and made you feel powerful, but at the same time, you were still powerless. That's, in my opinion, that's how you make a good horror game. What's the next Encore Gamers question of the
week? So, I actually was wondering if anybody had ever wanted a career in the gaming industry, and if so, what job, and if not, why not?
Interesting.
Yeah, I want an answer for both.
Wait.
An explanation for both answers, for either answer.
All right, say it one more time.
So, have you ever wished to have a job in the gaming industry? If so, what job, and if not, why not?
Okay.
Oh, look at that kitty cat. Like a kitty cat was looking at me, cat. Ah, oh, cat's a bad kitty. Man!
Not with my cats.
You know what I'm gonna say?
I know what you're gonna say.
You know what I'm gonna say.
No, phone. Not do so.
Kitty's been a...
Well, I know those cities.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping in a mountain bag.
Huh? Well, that's our podcast. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody.